This is Jackie.
This is Andy from Across the Board.
And you're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, everybody. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini. And today we are going to talk with Jackie and Andy from the band Across the Board from the Great White North up there in Canada. So we're going to have a good time with those guys here in a minute. But first, you are listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Our website is LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Please check back often for more podcasts, artist interviews, special shows, and our live show that we do every Tuesday night on Facebook. This is our hard rock and heavy metal show. It is also simulcast on Rock Rage Radio Live as well as YouTube. Gets all recorded, then put up on the Rock Rage Radio radio station. They replay it on Sundays. You can get in ahead of time by joining us live on Tuesday nights on Facebook at Rock Rage Radio Live. When you get on there, we give you guys shout-outs and all kind of stuff like that. You get to throw your opinions in. And it's a internationally broadcast show with thousands and thousands of listeners. So it's a chance to kind of like, you know, get there, get in on a pretty cool thing. But you can find out all more about that at LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Okay, we met Jackie and Andy, I don't know, a year ago, maybe 10 months ago, something like that. The band is Across the Board. They are a Canadian band, award-winning, kind of this cool, like, alt-pop rock kind of sound, kind of guitar-driven pop is kind of like when I listen to them, that's kind of what I think of. It's very catchy, super fun songs that really have a sort of guitar bass to them with great vocals. Guys, Jackie and Andy, welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having us. We're so excited to be back.
Okay. Thank you for having us again.
No problem. So since we talked last time, what's been going on? What have you guys been up to?
Wow.
Oh my God. Well, we released the album Sonic Boom, which is what we're sort of talking about today. That was released in May, and I think we talked to you back then about it, and that album actually charted on the iTunes Canada Rock charts, on the mainstream charts. So we kind of freaked out about that. I kept refreshing my browser because I didn't believe it. I watched it go up from like 75 to 4, sandwiched between AC/DC and Paul McCartney. And I'm like, look at where we are. And then I watched it fall off the chart. But you know what? It got there.
Yeah. Well, you know, somebody was listening, you know, and that's always encouraging. That's exciting.
Yeah, so we were up there for, you know, about a week, which for an indie band from Canada, pretty good. We were happy with that. And we've won some other awards. We won some Global Music Awards. We won nominations for Josie Music Awards this year, which we went down to Dollywood to participate in. And also we were just nominated for a Covenant Award in Canada, which is the same thing as the Dove Awards in the States. It's actually from our Gospel Music Association. I didn't know that we crossed over, but apparently Sonic Boom as a rock album with an inspirational message, because we wrote it as kind of a rock opera, it crossed over. So we are going to Edmonton, Canada, where we have the Big West Edmonton Mall in January for the Covenant Awards. So lots of stuff going on. We've got a big shoot tomorrow. We're going to be doing a bunch of acoustic videos off that album. And then we are in studio recording our next album this month. We're already there.
That's absolutely amazing. Let's take a little step back. I was unaware, and I don't know how I missed it, but because I know Michael does work with a lot of Christian artists as well, that you kind of were in the sort of contemporary Christian category. I did not know that about you guys.
We didn't know that either, Lou.
Okay. So in other words, the songs are kind of like inspirational, but not necessarily like Christian rock, if I can use
not at all. I mean, and Andy and I are both card carrying members of our Christian church around here. We're both,
it was never geared to be Christian.
We're Christian, but we never really wrote it as a Christian foundation, you know. But I think what happens is because the message is inspirational, and you know, we come from that
world.
The lyrics do end up resonating, and And yeah, they recognized that, which was great.
I mean, there's so many, you know, there's so many artists that are just really, and I don't want to say focused on the negative, but they are just really kind of like, oh, you know, there's a lot of like angst, you know, yes, in the world and everything. And is this like a conscious decision, or is this just sort of what naturally, how you're just sort of your natural kind of like feeling or whatever just comes through your music, is this sort of like kind of a positivity kind of.
You know, it's not a conscious decision, though. I have to say that the first album we wrote, Jane on Fire, that came out in 2016 as our debut album, was pretty angsty.
Okay.
There was some sadness in there. And I think I was just sort of writing about, I'm the principal writer of our stuff, and I think I was just writing those songs based on things that had happened collectively over several years, because it was the first album that I wrote. Those were the first songs I really wrote. So they were a collection of things that hit me to write when things probably were emotional, which just happened to be bad, you know? So that was a bit angsty. But then this album which was our third record, was different. I wanted to make a rock opera and take a journey with it. And we, you know, were writing about the small town girl, because I come from a very small community in the middle of nowhere, Alberta, and taking my music to the big city of Toronto, which is, you know, the biggest city in Canada, and where all the music is, you know, where all the happenings are. So that journey had its ups and downs, but pretty much up all the way. You know, it's got the love story, it's got the ride, it's got a couple of down points where, you know, you meet the scammers and the jammers and the disappointing shows where you're pretty much the only person there. You know, the lights go on and it's like you, the bartender, and a couple of drunk people sitting at the bar talking to each other.
So that happens to big time artists like you guys too, not just us little guys. Okay, yeah. Okay.
You know, but then we have the sold out rock and roll shows like we just had the other night, December 1st, we did our homecoming end of tour show here at home in Toronto. And, you know, we sold out the Hideout again. So there, it just sort of, it goes back and forth. But I think when you write, you tend to dump your emotions on paper. Like, it's really hard to write about something unless somebody gives you an assignment in school. It's really hard to get your heart into those, you know?
Yeah.
Writing music and lyrics, it has to come from some experience, and it's either going to be a positive experience or a negative experience. There's really nothing in between, or it doesn't make for good lyrics.
Yeah, I understand. So tell us a little bit more about the story of Sonic Boom, the because this is a little unusual in today's record climate that we have these kind of concept albums or rock operas. This is your journey over like what the last couple of years, just like through the band, is that basically kind of what the story is about?
Yeah, the story is pretty much, you know, I take it probably a 10-year journey.
Okay.
Back to when I lived back home in Alberta. I've been here for just over a decade, and you know, just being an indie artist, a solo artist, and then, you know, meeting Andy, getting married, and he's a musician, and then gathering together the hodgepodge of artists that are currently in our tribe, which is quite a varied tribe, you know, and then creating our YouTube channel, which is where we started. We started as a YouTube cover band, and then building an audience that started pushing us, asking us what our music was. What do? We want to hear your music. And then really deciding we needed to have our music.
Hence the song Sonic Boom.
So Sonic Boom is basically about the breaking of a band. And it's the first song on the album, and that's because it sets the stage as to where we want to be. Sort of like, you know, when you go to a show and you go to a Broadway show, there's that big number that you start with.
Right.
That sort of the stage for the whole thing, and that's what Sonic Boom is. It's, we were talking about, you know, we've done all this other stuff, the journey to now. What is it that we need to do to get to the next level as an independent band?
Right.
And we all decided, well, you know, we just got to make a big noise. And so the biggest noise we could think of was the sonic boom. So that's the song.
Well, okay, this is a perfect time then to go ahead. Let's listen to the opening track, the title track, Sonic Boom. And we're going to come back and talk a little bit about more about what is next, because you said you guys are working on a new record. You've got some new videos dropping. So we're going to check that out here in a second. So guys, crank this up. This is a really, and it is got that inspirational kind of vibe. You feel really up. Wave your hands in the air kind of song. So check it out, guys. This is Sonic Boom by Across the Board on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Your head close to mine, feel my temperature rise, don't you try.
Okay. Great song. Very uplifting. I definitely hear the sort of inspirational vibe there. But that record is out, has been out. We've got, you know, on Spotify and all the places. So you guys were mentioned earlier that you were working on it on a new record. And so what is this? Is this where are you now? Because you have achieved some that you've achieved the sonic boom. You guys got up there on iTunes. You're playing some sold out shows. You're winning some awards. So where do we take it from here?
Well, isn't that the $1 million question? So, you know, what we're trying to do is put out a record that is, you know, better than the last. And it's going to resonate with a wider audience. We're continuing to create all of our content that we put out on YouTube. We put daily content out on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and just build our organic audience. But, you know, the next stage for us is to have a bigger, wider tour, maybe open for bigger bands than us. You know, just continue to spread the word. It's not one of these journeys that is going to be an overnight thing or appear like an overnight success. We have patience. We're just going to continue to grind.
Persistence.
And you know what that does too, is it just makes us a more solid seasoned band as every week passes, you know? So this next album is called The Wild Ones, or Wild Ones. And we are currently finished the scratch track mode where we, you know, write songs, we pick them, we create a small little demo track and send that to our producers. Now our producers are creating the next level of demos where they're going to structure out the songs, decide, you know, what the cadence is, what the genre is going to be,
what works,
you know, in terms of instrumentation. So we've got our guitar player and our drummer in there right now, just kind of figuring all that out. And then the next phase will be for us to kind of review all those demos of the songs that we picked, and then go in and record them. And that process will take us to March the 15th, where that's when we have a booked Opera House of Toronto CD release party.
Oh, wow.
So, and by then, we better have learned the songs that we just.
how now you said you work with some producers that kind of help you put the what's going to happen together stylistically. How influential is that on the ultimate outcome? Because obviously as artists yourselves, I mean, Andy and Jackie, both you guys have a sort of vision when you're putting the songs together as to kind of what you think it should be. So, yeah. I mean, how does it kind of, what is the producer sort of bringing to it as that maybe you don't do on your own?
Well, that's a really good question. Our producers worked with us for over this will be his third album with us now.
It really is.
And he also he doubles as our drummer on the tracks.
This is a guy who's in the band. Okay, so this is
No, he's not in the band.
Okay.
He's not, but he does play the drum tracks on our when we do recording.
I understand.
Thank you. So he'll teach our drummer the basics, and then our drummer will throw his little thing on there because our drummer's got a little more world music-y edge to him, and
okay.
Darnell, who's our producer, has a little more rock, hard rock edge to him, so it all evens out in the end. But Darnell and Matt of MC2 Music Media have been our producers, and they work with us very closely because they're also our managers. So they have a very interesting role in our band. They manage our social media, they help us create other content. They know our sound. We know their sound. So there's a big trust that happens in the beginning. But if we go in there when we start recording or demoing things and we don't like something, I mean, we always talk. It's a great big joint effort. But, there's an initial trust and a question mark all the time.
Okay.
It's like, oh, my God.
There's a lot of back and forth, but we always end up on the same page at the end.
We always end up on the same page. We have a really good collaborative team approach to it. But usually what happens is, I mean, they know what our band sounds like. They know what we want to sound like. I am the one who creates the scratch tracks typically, so I'll sit down on the drums and I'll throw in a beat. And he always wants it to be a bit faster than I lay down, which makes sense. They always want to make them a little bit faster than if we left things the way I write them, everything would be a ballad. So they have to,
you know, that's something that, and I think a lot of artists run into, and I find myself doing sometimes, is like, I'll start putting together song ideas and I go like, everything's kind of at the same tempo, you know. Yeah. It's always like, and you do need those other people to, because, yeah. And so could you talk a little bit more and maybe expound on like the importance, of having, aside from the band,
yeah,
having a team in place, because you guys have managers, producers, you're working with Michael Stover, so could you talk a little bit about like how that works for you and the importance of that? Because I think I got a lot of musicians that listen to this, and a lot of people are like lone rangering the whole thing. They're like absolutely trying to do everything on their own, and they're depressed, freaking out.
It slows you up, and we did that for a long time, but. Realistically, you can't.
Not enough time.
Well, number one, there's not enough time. Number two, you need somebody. You need to pool your experience and pool your understanding of what's going on, and it changes every day. You need somebody who's interested in social media and is researching what works there, and then you need somebody who's a great musician and ignores social media and listens to what the musical trends are. Then you need somebody else who's a fan. Who says, I like these songs and I like those songs, but what is that? Then you need somebody who's completely an outsider, the radio people, the other musicians, the other bloggers and vloggers, people like yourself who add input. And then you need a PR company, a guy like Michael Stover in the States who you know, knows everybody and knows where all the award shows are and knows where all the opportunities online are coming up, where to network to get your stuff out in this world of online presence. And then you need a PR company in the traditional sense, like we have with Evolution PR in Toronto, who write press releases and help you get on TV shows and help you get on radio shows and help you, you know, do the mainstream stuff. So, you know, and it costs money, and it's a little different. We don't have a record company footing the bill and then taking the profits later.
It's not a solo gig.
But in the beginning, we did it all ourselves. But the only way to attract a good tribe and a good team is to do that stuff yourself. You have to do that stuff yourself. You have to create your first YouTube channel on your own, your first Instagram on your own. You got to understand that stuff and do the research and have the music and do the covers and do the band performances and work on your – I mean, my God, you got to do that first. And then when you do that and you have a set – of songs that you can perform, whether they're yours or covers, then you start asking for help. But all the time, you're listening to Gary Vaynerchuk, and you're listening to those guys in the think tank, and you're watching YouTube videos of other performers, and you're emulating bands like Walk Off the Earth. You know, you're watching vloggers like Casey Neistat to see what they do. You're like, you gotta ask Andy. I spend all my day online and I'm just researching or writing or listening to other people or promoting other people or collaborating with other people. Like, I wish there were two of me, you know. I really do.
Just to stay on top of social, you would be on Instagram or Facebook all day long.
Yeah, we share those roles. So yeah, we share those duties. We split those duties. But you know what's interesting is that you have to really spend the time, and I think people get depressed because they think it's just only about the music, and it is, because without the music, it's nothing.
Right.
But it's a business.
Yeah. It is very much so a business model that they have to look at, which I think a lot of people fail to realize. And there's a startup fee and all of that, and you have to maintain it.
There is a small percentage of people who can just be awesome because somebody sees them be awesome and champions their cause. But that is the story of the Elvis Presleys and the Marilyn Monroes and the U2s
and stuff like that. Yeah,
the Beatles. Right. That is not everybody's story. The other stories, the stories that are more common, are the Walk Off the Earth stories. They had a huge backlog of videos and music, and they were all in different bands, and they had they were all huge creators before they had landed that five peeps on a guitar cover of the Gotye song that launched and got viral, and then things happened for them. And even them, that's kind of a quirky thing. That was just serendipitous, because most bands keep plugging through till they just, you know, just they hit it on their own organic world, you know? Yeah. They just have a bunch of fans and a bunch of fans who starts championing the cause, and then it becomes exponential. And that's why the internet these days is amazing for musicians. We're not stuck having to wait for somebody to hear our stuff. We are one person away from launching. We just have to get that. We just don't know who that person is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That one person who has a huge following and really digs the band and decides to share our stuff on a day at a right time in the perfect audience, and boom, there you go. But that's what the internet does for us as musicians. The problem is that you have to get out there and just do it. And I think most musicians are worried that they're not perfect. They're too perfectionistic. You just have to say, you know what? I'm just going to do a live feed and just play my guitar on Instagram or play my guitar on Facebook. And let's just start building a little following. You have to do that.
So speaking of the internet, why don't you go ahead and plug your websites, the stuff that where you want people to go and check you out at before we wrap up today's show.
Sure. So acrosstheboardmusic.ca is where you can find all of our stuff, acrosstheboardmusic.ca. And there's a page that's socials, and you can go and find all of our YouTube videos. There's a huge rabbit hole of YouTube videos to fall down. We've got over 500 videos now. You can go to @acrosstheboardband on Instagram, @ATB Music Canada on Twitter, or channel on YouTube is ATB Music Canada. You can find us again, like at acrosstheboardband.ca or acrosstheboardmusic.ca, and check out our stuff on Spotify. We're the only the Across the Board Band.
We're
thank
not
God.
That, we're not that hard.
We're not a hard to find. Across the Board Band, and you can all there. There's pages and pages and pages. So there's a good rabbit hole to fall down. And everything's on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play,
all the
SoundCloud. You know, it's all over the place. Even YouTube, you can just hear the audios on YouTube. So we welcome everybody to do that. Comment. We'll get back to you.
Like and share.
You know, and we'll definitely respond to any of your comments, requests, suggestions, haters and lovers alike.
Okay. There you are, everybody. All right. Guys, thanks for coming on today. It was a good to talk to you again, to catch up with you. I'm going to wrap up today's show, but I need to do a little business with you when you're done. So if you guys can hang out for a minute while I wrap things up. Okay.
Awesome.
Thanks for having us, Lou. I really appreciate that.
Not a problem, guys. All right, everyone. That was Jackie and Andy from Across the Board. And you can go to either acrosstheboardmusic.ca or acrosstheboardband.ca and get all the information there. And as Jackie was saying, they're the only Across the Board Band on Spotify. So I found them very easily. If you type in Spotify Across the Board, scroll right down to artists. Boom, they're the only ones there, so you guys can check them out. They do have a live in the studio release that's up there on Spotify as well. That's a lot of fun. You want to check it out with some of their other songs. So, okay, you can find all that at Across the Board Band or acrosstheboardmusic.ca. Guys, you've been listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Our website is ludinirockandrollcircus.com. Check back often. Now that you've met Jackie and Andy from Across the Board, I'm going to ask you guys to do one thing, and this is really, really important, everybody, is please hit the share button. You are listening to it on whatever platform you're listening to it on, okay? iTunes, whatever, they all have a button to share. So please share it wherever, whatever your favorite social media platform is. You don't have to. I'm not asking you to go into marketing at the moment. All I'm asking you is, like, if you love Instagram or you love Facebook, whatever your thing is, just hit the share button and let your friends know, oh my God, I heard this band Across the Board. I met, you know, Jackie and Andy are so cool, and they have such a great story, and the music is freaking awesome. And because if you like it, then the chances are that the people you're partying with on social media, they're going to dig it too. And this is how music is really promoted. It's you, the fan, getting involved. As Jackie was saying, you know, we're all one person away. You could be that person with those friends who go, oh my God, and you don't know who's listening, who could, you know, help, you know, help get this band to the next level that they want to go to, or just bring in a whole bunch of new fans for them. Okay, so this is how it's done in the second decade of the 21st century. Share the podcast, get the story out there across the board, get your friends involved. This is how it's done. We really appreciate you hitting that share button right now. Guys, it's been a lot of fun. It was great talking to Jackie and Andy again. And like I said, their website is Across the Board Music, or Across the Board Band at .ca, excuse me. So thanks to those guys for being here. We'll catch you guys all in the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.